Okay, let's get down to business. And let's start going over things, shall we?
All right, that sounds good.
Okay, financial reports. Not good. Not good at all.
No, stock markets are taking a big dive.
Mm-hmm. Worldwide.
Yep.
Okay, that's pretty much as I predicted. And let's look at weather. Whether the weather be not. Okay, well, as you notice, the weather patterns have been a little bit goofy and strange.
Right.
Much again, as predicted. I don't see much in the way of change that it's going to be drier than normal. But if you notice in certain areas, it's been wetter than normal. For example, the East Coast. Again, much as I said it would be. I hate always being right when it's negative stuff. What else? Okay, let's look at some of the civil unrest and the most current problem that's occurred, which is the crashing, or rather the landing of a U.S. reconnaissance plane in China.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, it's probably very likely that the fighter that collided with the aircraft got a little too close and sliced off the nose. The pictures that I have seen indicate that more than likely it was an accident. The aircraft, there's a feline outside saying in, please. Or rather saying in. The pictures that I've looked at indicate that there was extensive damage done to the front of the aircraft. I'm surprised that the aircraft was capable of landing. However, the valuable information that was on board, fortunately, was managed to be destroyed beforehand. Whether or not this is good is depending on your interpretation of certain key facts. Let us move along, unless you've got questions for us. Okay. To the McCain-Feingold reform bill. One for me. It's progressing. The factors that have been factored in that are negotiable are being negotiated. The non-negotiated factors that were hidden within the bill are still pretty much intact. Nobody's had a real good close look at what is hidden in there, fortunately, but it is progressing as planned. There is opposition from the Democrats, of course, because they rely heavily on soft money. So, to them, this is a very harmful and dangerous bill. However, John McCain is doing exactly as planned and is working very hard on getting this across and passed. Do you have questions?
Yeah, isn't it the factor that whether or not it goes through, it's still good for McCain?
Mm-hmm. And it's even better if it does go through.
Yeah, but one of the problems I see in that bill is the First Amendment rights that are being violated by the stopping of political ads used before the election. That's the only problem I really see in the whole entire mess.
Okay. Now, if you look more closely at it, and you're parroting the Democratic Party line, which is expected, seeing as you are a Democrat.
That would help.
Mm-hmm. But you are parroting the Democratic line, or the Democratic Party's line, that this is a breach of First Amendment rights. Isn't it also a breach of amendment rights to go against the right to bear arms? Isn't that what the Democrats preach, taking away the weapons from the people?
Well, take away certain weapons.
Certain weapons?
Mm-hmm.
Such as?
Assault rifles.
Mm-hmm.
Automatic weapons.
Mm-hmm.
Can't argue with that.
That the overall plan and projection is to get rid of the weapons out of the hands of the people.
And I read anything in the Democratic Manifesto about that one.
No, but it is pretty common knowledge. And the reason it's not in there is because they wouldn't get elected. Plain and simple. They hide things frequently. Whereas the McCain and Feingold bill is being upfront and honest. And it is not breaching the First Amendment rights, freedom of speech. Not at all. What it is doing is it's limiting the capability by A, the soft money, and B, banning party direct assaults on candidates directly before the election. What you're still allowed to do is to make issue ads, but not assault the candidates that are making the election. You have to be honest and upfront on who is sponsoring these commercials. Beforehand, you weren't allowed to. So, in other words, what it is doing is it's changing the fact that they can slander even their own candidates and say that it's somebody else's act, which is what happened prior to the election. So by changing this and making it public on who is actually paying for it is actually beneficial to all parties involved. The fact of doing away 30 and 60 days before anybody is elected is perfect. It gives everybody equal opportunities and rights, which is, again, totally direct from what the Democrats preach. As long as it benefits them and nobody else, that's all that matters. It is designed in such a way that it does not benefit one or the other. It is equally harmful to both, or equally beneficial to both, depending on your point of view.
I think the only thing then that I have a problem with is the fact that on the other issue on that, the McCain-Feingold bill, is the how is the Democrats going to raise the soft money or any money compete to play in the same field as the Republicans?
How are they going to? The same way that they've always done it. Thank you. It is set up in such a way that it is equal for both. The Democrats have always relied on vast sums of soft money. Vast sums. The Republicans have never relied on it, because they get their money through other means, perfectly legal other means. The Democrats have never tapped into this because the soft money is far more plentiful and less work needed to get it than the money that the Republicans get. It's easy to get.
Well, that's different from what I'm reading in the news.
Where you're getting the slanted view. What are you reading?
Well, I'm reading where both parties are reaching parity finally in the soft money. Democrats finally hitting up to where the Republicans are in soft money-wise.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're worried that that soft money can take it away because they can't compete in the hard money arena.
And why can't they compete?
Mostly because of the fact that the soft money is coming from places that are traditionally Democratic. Labor unions, entertainment industry, so on.
Not strictly true. A lot of the activities that were going on with the large quantities of money that were exchanging, let me rephrase it. They caught with their hands in the jar with the whole entire Al Gore Buddhist temple routine. Where is a Buddhist monk going to get their hands on $20,000 or $40,000? And this is what happened at the Buddhist temple fiasco for poor Igor.
I thought it was all coming in from China to the Buddhist temple.
Mm-hmm.
This is just being funneled through the Buddhist temple.
Mm-hmm. And that's where a lot of soft money for the Democrats actually tends to come through front organizations.
I see.
And what they want to do is put a stop to that. That's what the soft money thing is all about, is the fronting of money.
Well, the McCain-Feingold bill has passed the Senate, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It just has to go through the House,
mm-hmm.
exactly as it went through the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
And the odds on that are?
50-50.
Eek.
Mm-hmm.
I'd trust if it was higher odds.
Everything's 50-50. Either it does or it doesn't. Okay. Now, moving along. Okay, now let's look at some of the civil unrest worldwide.
Alright.
Of course, there's the Israeli-Palestine thing going on, which, again, is something that has been an ongoing issue for these many, many months now. The so-called peace accord that was created by President Bill Clinton seems to have eroded very, very rapidly and dissipated because there was no real support for it. It was more his legacy.
Right.
And most of his legacy issues have fallen to pieces. And it's the same with Northern Ireland. That is falling to pieces. But you don't hear anything that much of it in the news now because no longer do you have a president that is possessed by his legacy or possessed by the fact of looking good whilst actually being extremely dirty. What you have is a family man orientation in the White House. You see the difference?
Well, I see that anything that happens, Israel or Ireland is all going to be blamed on Bush anyway.
Correct. But Bush hasn't promised them anything. Bill Clinton promised them lots of financial aid, which never materialized. Hence the reason why they're falling to pieces right now.
Yeah.
You see the issue? Bill Clinton hoped to fix the problems with money. And as you know, money fixing problems doesn't work. What it takes is hard work by all parties involved, negotiation, and a preparedness to follow through with those negotiations.
True.
Which, unfortunately, in Northern Ireland has never materialized. One side was prepared to do it, the other side wasn't. One side was prepared to be open and honest, the other side wasn't. It's the same with Palestine. One side was prepared to be open and honest. One side was prepared to negotiate and disarm and to actually help. The other side was not.
Well, that's only because Israel has nothing to lose by staying firm on what its current situation is.
Mm-hmm.
They have everything to lose by giving up lands that they think they've rightly won.
Mm-hmm.
And they have no need to, basically.
Well, it's a very tricky, tricky situation. Very tricky.
Well, for example, the town of Hebron.
Hebron.
The most heavily contested part of the entire West Bank. And it's only home to 6,500 Jews compared to 200,000 Muslims or Palestinians. Now, when you have a disparity like that, what's the point of staying? Except for to say that, well, it's your home. Well, it's not. It's somebody else's home that you got put into.
Yes and no. Yes and no. You, again, are parroting what the press is saying.
Okay.
The numbers are correct. Let us say that you have settled in an area. You wish to live there. It's a quiet neighborhood. The people are well behaved, but they want you out. Are you going to leave? You've painted this house, you've worked in its garden, you've done all sorts of things around it. Are you going to give that all up just because the people around you want you to leave, even though they're not actually doing anything deliberately to make you leave? They're just letting it known that it would be better if you moved.
I'd leave with a profit.
With a profit?
Right.
What if they were going to offer you the same value that you paid for it, after all the hard work that you've put in?
I see your point.
Mm-hmm. Let us say that you got Daniel, and Daniel grew up here to the age of 10 years old. Would you leave, even if they wanted you to leave? Would you leave?
Well, it came down to the point of, my life was at stake, yes.
That's different.
Well, that's what they're going through there in Hebron.
Mm-hmm.
Their lives are at stake every day.
Yes and no.
Their lives, their children's lives, their family's lives are all at stake.
Mm-hmm.
Each day that they stay there.
And why are they at stake?
Because people want them out of there. And they're willing to take any way they can to get them out of there.
Mm-hmm. Instead of sitting down and getting to know them and becoming friendly, inviting them into their houses and vice versa and getting on.
Right.
Let us say the spotlight was taken off of that area. Let us say that they worked together.
Right.
Would that happen then?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, probably.
Well, there's no telling in the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something you could say yes or no to.
Mm-hmm.
It's all a matter of odds and luck.
Let us say that those individuals were contributing to the community in a big way. Let us say they own shops. Some of them do. Let us say that they own businesses. Some of them do. Let us say that in their shops and businesses, they employ people that are Palestinians and not Jewish, which they do.
Want some water?
Yes, please. He seems to have an aquatic life form in his throat. Right. Thank you. You see, what was promised by Bill Clinton but never materialized was financial aid, so that they could work together, that they could create an environment where it was beneficial for all of them to be present. This never materialized. Bill Clinton has created this problem. Let us say that Al Gore had been elected as opposed to George W. Bush.
Mm-hmm.
Then the situation would still be the same. And the offer of financial help would still be made. George W. Bush isn't prepared to make that offer of financial aid. And even if he was prepared to, he would make sure that that money would materialize. Because he is a man of his word. He will tell people, this is what I want, you work it out on how we get there. Which is a good thing. He is not, and he admits it, not particularly intelligent compared to people like Bill Clinton and Al Gore. Their biggest mistake is that they are intelligent, and nobody else is, except for their small surrounding intelligentsia. They did not surround themselves with people that were as smart or, if not even smarter. George W. Bush is smart enough to realize that he is not that smart, that the recreational pharmaceuticals that he did in his youth have taken their toll and have fried brain cells. So what he does is he surrounds himself with smart people to help him. And he would formulate, if he was to be put in this position, a way to meet those demands. The financial backing, the working together, which is what he is good at.
Well, I haven't seen Colin Powell really doing much over there, though. He is the Secretary of State for the United States.
That's correct. He is waiting for the appropriate moment.
Which is what?
I don't know. We don't have the leaks that we once did. This is a different bunch of people. This is a bunch of people that know how to keep their mouths shut. Have you heard the rumors coming out of the White House recently?
Not really.
Did you hear the rumors coming out of the White House before the administrative change?
That was all public knowledge at that point.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't even rumors.
That's correct. Which is better?
Mm. True.
We'll make a Republican of you yet, Russ.
That would be a long shot, unless McCain came in. But, you know, I hear more rumors about the Time Warner AOL deal than I do about the White House now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now moving along to the last little bit. And, we can leave that alone for a little while. I was going to say certain phenomena, but we'll leave that alone for this time.
Okay.
Let me put on the next speaker, as I seem to be back doing the ring mistress thing.
Okay.
They even told me what to wear. Greetings, Russ. It has been a long, long time. Well, not so long. Long by your counting.
Long by my counting. It's been a short time for you, I'm sure.
Yes. Okay, let us get down to matters that are at hand.
All right.
Important matters. First of all, as you might have noticed, we continue to have technical issues with the conference.
I've noticed that, yes.
Yes, major technical issues. Part of it was a slight seismic shifting, which disrupted everything. We think we may have found a solution.
Oh, good.
A rather strange set of circumstances occurred in a discussion recently. I was discussing with a group of interns, and we were discussing the basic setup of the base, on how they should interact and how they should behave. An intern that I have met frequently was present, and as normal, what I do is I test and check shields and do a little bit of probing. I knew that probing would be useless on this individual, as this individual is a prober herself. You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, it would seem to be something that had come up in the past.
Yes. And it was something that was discussed briefly a while back. When I started probing her shields, the first thing that really struck me, and something I have never really done to her, was how strong her shields are. So I assaulted her shields deliberately, using various different techniques to distract. Still nothing. Then I went up a level and I got hostile once the discussion had been dismissed. She was requested to stay behind, and I assaulted her shields aggressively. They took a beating. They took a battering. She was aware of what I was trying to do and stiffened her shields. I assaulted very, very hard. Finally, they crumbled. I think we have a candidate to act as a receptacle for information that has shields that will be more than adequate to deal with somebody such as the representative.
Well, excellent. Well, that'll beat the mechanical means we're trying.
Yes, that looks like the only way that we can do it. That she will be prepped, sent in there. She will have the information implanted into her. She will leave. And then dictate.
Ah. Okay, that'll work.
It is slow and cumbersome. It is not the direct approach that we would like, but it is the best that we can go with due to the little seismic shift. We had such a small window to work through in creating the appropriate chamber as soon as the shift occurred. It became next to impossible to remedy the problem.
No.
The upside is that the representative has had plenty of time to do some serious dwelling and pondering. A true Syrian at heart. She's been also able to review a lot of data that has been censored and given to her, so that she should be more informed. Okay, do you have any questions?
Well, yeah, now it's basically a point where we go ahead and we get back to
A lawyer,
and get everybody, pretty much prepped into the fact that we're starting up again.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just merely a matter of news keeping. Do we want to go ahead and, as I was thinking, is, invite Skip and Sunpar to have more of a more...
Yes.
Ah,
okay. A more active role.
A more active role, correct.
Yes, very much so.
It seems they're not really...
What we need them to do is to ask questions.
That's a good idea.
What we need them to do is to try to get all representatives to work together. Question meanings. Question explanations. Get it out in the open. Get away from the double talk. I think the Syrian representative definitely has a disadvantage that, first of all, she does not speak English.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, she is limited in the input that has been given to her because she has to be as neutral as possible.
Right.
Some of the issues that were created early on were very necessary to get out in the open. For example, the Syrian representative was very confused by the fact that a lawyer will talk as a channel and as herself. That was very confusing for her.
Yeah, it's confusing for everyone. You have to basically interpret yourself, just who's talking about what.
Correct. Which was one of her confusing points that she picked up almost immediately, that it was one person but speaking in two contexts.
Right.
One as a channeler or information channeled, and one as a third dimensional being. It definitely very much confused her.
Well, unfortunately, though, that's kind of the norm down here. We're having a bit more of the unnorm.
I am aware of that. But it was very difficult for the representative to comprehend this. It made it difficult for her to read what was being said.
Okay. Well, we're just have to know she's got that under control. She knows what to expect.
Bunny will help her. For Bunny, it is going to be very hard as well.
Yeah, because she has to, even though she's got her shields up, she still has to keep from talking about down here.
Correct.
And Bunny has a tendency to do, things that come out of her mouth.
Yes, unfortunately.
So it's more of a case of watching Bunny than watching her shields.
That will be addressed.
Okay.
Part of the issue, or part of the agreement with Bunny, is that she comes to my office before each time. Bunny will not be able to talk once she goes in there. She will not be able to to communicate more than a few sentences, which will be pre-programmed.
She's not telepathy, though, isn't she?
She will have telepathy that will be programmed.
Oh, Jesus.
In other words, she will be channeling.
And Bunny's good with this?
It is part of an agreement.
This is a lot tougher than the bracelet.
Oh, very much so. But in return, Bunny will be learning lots of interesting things.
Mm. And she's making some big marks for staying on the base, too.
She is also dealing with one of her addictions. Mm. One of her addictions is not what you're thinking. Mm-hmm. One of her addictions is a very, very powerful thing. Very powerful. Far more powerful than you realize.
Well, fun?
No. Hmm. Knowledge.
Really?
Bunny has an addiction to knowledge. Hence the reason why she probes so heavily. Oh. Okay, let us move along. And as we don't have a very large group present, we will continue answering your questions.
Okay. You don't mind if I ask them to you?
Certainly.
With the rest of this crowd all.
Well, I do not think my interpretation skills are very good when it comes to feline.
Yeah, they're not very inquisitive either. Okay. As far as Tia's stuff goes, everything goes on the web?
Pretty much so.
And how about the plane going down and her shots that she's seen of the nose? We haven't even got those yet.
That will become common knowledge very soon.
Okay.
I'm taking a little bit of a gamble there.
Alrighty. It's just, I spotted it right away. I was like, well, I better check with them all.
That is something that she plays a game very dangerously.
So, picture she's seen, how do I interpret that out?
By the time it goes on the web, it will be common knowledge.
Alright. We'll go that route then. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see. Any other base activities I should know about?
Well, we've had our winter sports.
The ski races?
Ski races have been gone. We will let Kiri address that.
Okay. Sounds good. Mm-hmm.
I will say that we have a champion again. And I am very tempted to make a command decision to ask her to step down from doing the downhill. As she repeatedly wins. And it is not good for other people when you have somebody that repeatedly wins at that one event.
Well, still, there's always the chance she could lose.
The chances are slim to none.
Well, look at, for example, this coming up weekend here. We have a golf tournament down here called the Masters at Augusta. Mm-hmm. And pretty much everybody already says who's going to come in second place. They already know who's going to come in first, which is Tiger Woods. But yet everybody's going out there to play anyway.
Okay, let us extend that. Let us say that Tiger Woods had been playing for the equivalent that Leica has been racing in the downhill, which is, what, 7 years now?
Yeah.
Let us say that he won every time he went to Augusta.
Yeah, this would be a second time he's gone, and he's won it once. No, third time he's won once.
Okay, so he hasn't won every time that he's been there.
Good point.
Leica just keeps getting better. It was incredible to watch her form, to watch her speed. She wasn't, in your term, 0.02 or 0.2 ahead of the field. We're talking 3.5 of your seconds. Huh. Setting a new downhill record for speed.
Or maybe they can do like a Legends of Skiing and let her do an exhibition once a year.
We will see how it goes. It is something that I have discussed with her that maybe she should give somebody else the opportunity to. Mainly because watching the downhill races, it wasn't so much for them going through and trying to win. They were just going through the motions.
Bummer.
It was sort of like, oh, well, we're not going to win. We'll just ski down it anyway.
Yeah, I could see where that would be a bit demoralizing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And the fact that she just keeps on getting better and better.
Hmm. Well, she still has the biathlon, if nothing else.
That is very acceptable.
Because then she's in a team.
That's correct. It is a team event.
Okay, I can see that.
It is a hard decision to make, but it is very demoralizing. If, let us say, every time you went to do something, you were second best, and you knew you were going to be second best before you even got there.
Yeah, good point. Well, like, I can't feel bad about it. Just for the
I
fact
think it is an honor.
Yeah, that's what she's got to look at it. It's an honor.
Even if she stops competing in the downhill, she has got some very heavy records that she has set.
Was this her best yet?
Most definitely.
Oh, well, there you go.
My suggestion was that she retires until somebody beats her record. No, sorry, I do apologize. That was her suggestion.
Well,
it is one that I'm very inclined to go with.
Well, that does sound reasonable. I mean, she can't really complain too much about that.
That her record stands. The only thing that I think would be missing is from her trophy cabinet. You have to remember that she does not come from a high house family.
Right.
She is the person in her family that has achieved the most. And at the tender age of 23, she has achieved incredible feats for her family.
Too bad her family doesn't appreciate it more.
Well, her family appreciates it tremendously.
Oh, really? That's good. I didn't know that.
There is a lot that you do not know about Laika.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's definitely an impressive kind of knowledge to know.
Mm.
Thank you. Appreciate the honor.
She may be a harsh and tough captain, but she's very, very loving.
Well, excellent.
And she is also still a very scared little girl. Even though she may be fully mature, she is still very scared and nervous.
Well, she's seen more weird stuff than I'll ever see.
Yes.
I hope to see. Hmm. Okay. Well, oh, by the way, do you like our setup down here? Nice to be back.
It is nice to be back. It was always a special location for us. Very relaxing and personable. Not like some of the channeling sessions that we have done in the years gone by.
Aye. Yeah, this is a little bit more relaxed.
Yes, this is very informal.
Well, thank you, Amal. Appreciate your information and your time tonight.
Okay, thank you very much indeed. And as was heard on the monitoring before we started up, live long, prosper, and I'll be back.
Hi, Tia.
Frank. Okay. I don't think of those things sometimes, you know.
What?
That they may go on the web.
Oh, yes.
And that I give away some clues sometimes. Okay. Let me, choices. Okay. I'll put on the next speaker.
Okay.
Yeah. Can you hold out that one? Okay. Frank.
Ah, Carrie.
Mm-hmm.
Good evening.
I asked to go on